A small shiny object caught my eye. I walked over and glanced at the object and thought, what an interesting assortment of materials. But with a closer look at grotesque self-portrait of the artist as a mute oracle, I saw an ugly face, straining to smile. But then I realized it was possible to see so much more. William Harper's grotesque self-portrait of the artist as a mute oracle is made of contrasting items. It is made of precious metals and jewels, such as gold, silver, pearl, and amethyst, which could symbolize wealth or pleasure, to small plastic pieces, which could symbolize poverty. I interpret this piece of art to be something we see in our daily lives, in complete strangers, in our best friends, and in ourselves. I see lies, and someone pretending to be something they're not. William Harper was born in 1944, Bucyrus, Ohio. Harper began his profession as an abstract painter, but in the early 1960s he switched to enameling to reach more powerful colors. He started to make his own enamel necklaces and brooches out of gold, silver, and gems. Non-precious items were also used in many of his pieces to arouse similar enigmatic moods. Many of his latest works of art, such as this piece, are cryptic and satirical self-portraits that suggest extreme introspection. You might think at first that this is just a shiny, facetious face, but look under the fancy enamel, precious metals, and gems. What do you see? Look past the surface into the hidden meanings. This person doesn't like what it appears to be, with its crooked, pointed nose, its red, jutting eyes, and its rough edges. So it tries to be something else. A beautiful amethyst has been embedded at the forehead, and intricate enamel designs placed around the mouth, eyes, nose, and amethyst. Were these placed to lure the viewer away from the more ugly and grotesque features? Or merely to make the portrait mystic, like an oracle? What about the name, Grotesque Self-Portrait of the Artist as a Mute Oracle? What could it mean? If this is a self-portrait, then could the artist be describing himself? Or could he be describing us all as artists, who paint our own lives? Where in some places our lives can be grotesque, but in other places it can be perfect and mystical, like an oracle, or like an important priest or priestess. I believe the name could also communicate that the face is a liar. Look at the face. Who would ever accept this as their oracle, as a symbol of their religion? To me, this man or woman is a charlatan. What is it to you? This has been Steele Jacobs with another Bulldog Podcast.